Over the next few weeks, we will launch more than 200 construction projects across this country, fueling growth in an industry that's been hard hit by our economic crisis. Altogether, this investment in highways will create or save 150,000 jobs by the end of next year.
That was President Obama speaking yesterday in Washington. I am Farai Chidea. Federal agencies were required to start weekly reports on what they're doing with stimulus money yesterday. The information is going to appear on a new website, recovery.gov, and it's run by the Federal Office of Management and Budget. Many Americans hope this $800 billion will be spent with more transparency than the bank bailout, but the new online reports could reveal less than you might think. Joining us to discuss the actual level of transparency is Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein. She's also the director of our Shovel Watch project. So we're going to be seeing every dollar on recovery.gov, right, Andrea?
Well, not exactly. And first of all, let me say good morning, Farai, and it's so great to have you on The Takeaway. I'm a huge fan of yours on News and Notes, or I was. So
thank you.
Delightful to have you in this format. Now, every
Andrea,
dollar.
You're so nice. You're so nice, Andrea.
But it's true. It's true. Every dollar is the rhetoric. And as a matter of fact, in an email exchange yesterday with a spokesperson for the Department of OMB, I just heard the same thing. But actually, no. And there's a memo that Budget Director Peter Orszag released a couple weeks ago in which he explicitly says that you only have to go down two levels of money. Now, I know this sounds slightly wonky, but hey, I'm going to tap into everybody's inner wonk. The way it works now is that if the federal government gives money to a big state, say Georgia, Georgia has to declare everybody it gives money to. So Georgia might hire ABC Road Construction to fix a bridge or repave a road. But Georgia might also send some money to the city of Atlanta, in which case Atlanta is the subcontractor. And then guess what? The money stops there. So the city of Atlanta doesn't have to tell you, according to the current law and regulations, where it's spending the money. And you can only imagine the giant loopholes that will be caused by this, unless some states and cities take on their own initiative. But as of now, we're a far cry from every dollar.
So the states don't have to report some subcontractors. What about the cities? And what about, you know, receipts?
Well, unfortunately, as it's written now, no receipts, no contracts. My understanding is the only way to get a contract from the federal government is to ask for it under the Freedom of Information Law. And, you know, cities are even more confusing. You take a big city like Atlanta or St. Louis or New York, and in theory, they could go out and they could hire concrete boots to repave their road. And, you know, this may sound a little frivolous, but the construction industry is not exactly known nationally as the most corruption-free industry. They would not have to post this on recovery.gov. Now, some states are taking matters into their own hands. So if you go right now to the national website, the recovery.gov, and we have a link to it on the takeaway.org, some states have already posted information, and some of them on their own, like the city of New York, says it will be actually post all of the spending. So there will be sort of a patchwork of local initiatives, but the national sort of effort to look at all this money is falling a little short.
Although, Andrea, isn't the intent of the federal government to create an incentive structure for states to, if Joe Biden is asking the states, all right, where did the money go? And the states just kind of say, well, we gave it to the subcontractors, you know, that was what we did. I mean, that's just not going to look real good for them. And that the incentive is for then the states to be the enforcers at the subcontractor level. And I'm wondering, you know, who's the kingmaker here in the way this structure is playing out? Who's the person who's in the position of creating a giant patronage army of contractors and projects with the money, invisibly located in their desk drawers?
Well, look, I mean, you know, you've got a real on the one hand, on the other hand situation. And like a lot of parts of this stimulus bill, how it works in practice is actually currently being negotiated and currently being worked out. So even though there's already a bill, we don't exactly know how it's all going to happen. But, you know, I mean, I think that the sort of disgust with the bank bailout and how that money was spent and how little people knew about it and, you know, the big bonuses and the commodes and, you know, all of this money being spent in the banking industries has given rise to, I think, what is a positive trend in this country, which is, you know, it's usually just a sort of a few of us, you know, kind of government watchdog types that are really excited about transparency. Now the whole country is. And, you know, on the one hand, there is this website to track the money. On the other hand, it is yet to be settled whether this is public relations, this is about reassuring people, or this is an actual mechanism to, you know, really give Americans access to the dollars. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing in our Shovel Watch project is really trying to keep them honest and saying, you know, we're watching, so we'd like to make sure that you do too.
Well, just very briefly, the sheriff is the nickname that the president has given the Vice President Joe Biden. You know, is he an enforcer type? I think of that as a Rahm Emanuel role.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's also Eric Devaney that's been hired as sort of the Elizabeth Warren of the stimulus bill to really sort of watch how the money is spent. I mean, I do think that this is all part of, you know, the reassurance. And, you know, to be fair, economists say that boosting people's confidence is part of what this bill is about. It's not just about spending money. You know, but when it gets down to all these cities and states and all these authorities, the New York Thruway Authority and the California Bridge Authority and all of these transit authorities, it goes into some murky areas. We'll be tracking it on shovelwatch.org, and we
Great.
Hope that people will also be giving us information about their projects on our website.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.